Anyway, I've always been interested in teaching as a profession and the whole idea of professionalism, which ties in with Machiavelli, that is the idea of just doing well whatever it is somebody tells you to do without asking why or what. And I have something here that was written by Leslie Gelb, a writer for the New York Times during the Gulf War, who at the end of the Gulf War was just ecstatic over the professionalism of the American Army in the Gulf War. And he had worked for the Rand Corporation and for the United States government, and he was in the habit of not asking questions other than professional questions, and so it was only fitting now that he should work for the New York Times. And I remember that I saw a review not long ago of the autobiography of Leni Riefenstahl. You know, I started to call her the Nazi filmmaker, but then I realized she wouldn't like it. And you know, so let's put it this way: she was a filmmaker who worked for the Nazis. And in this review, the reviewer in the New York Times talked about her involvement with Hitler. When I say involvement with Hitler, I don't mean it in the sense of, you know, People magazine. Met Hitler a few times, had lunch with Goebbels. If you can imagine having lunch with Goebbels. she is in the world of film. Her technique is admired enormously, and the reviewer ends up this review of her book by saying something like, "She may have compromised her morality, but her artistic integrity never."